From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. and Iraqi government forces have launched a much-anticipated ground offensive against insurgents in the town of Fallujah, about 35 miles west of Baghdad. Several thousand American troops and some Iraqi commandos pushed into the northern districts of Fallujah shortly after nightfall. That followed a sustained artillery barrage and airstrikes aimed at softening up insurgent positions. General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, briefed reporters by telephone from Baghdad.
Our forces are well prepared, well trained, well led, and ready. The operation will liberate the people of Fallujah and begin the reconstruction of the city and the restoration of normal life.
General Casey says he expects the fight to be a tough one, with major confrontations in the city center.
Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, said he gave the authorization for the start of the offensive earlier in the day, and at a briefing he made clear the purpose of the mission.
We are after terrorists. We are not after anybody else. And all the Iraqi people, including people in Fallujah, they want us to go ahead and finish the terrorists and have the rule of law prevail in Fallujah, and this is what we intend to do.
That's Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi.
NPR's Philip Reeves is monitoring developments from Baghdad, and he joins us now on the line. Philip, tell us more about the offensive. What's the latest?
Well, we understand that thousands of U.S. troops massed on the northern edge of Fallujah shortly after the Iraqi interim prime minister Alawi formally gave the order for the operation to commence. And they went in through the north of the city after reportedly after a heavy airstrike there. We had had reports all day of a build-up to this. The operation's called Phantom Fury. We had reports of barrages of artillery fire, of airstrikes. Now, one report says that U.S. forces now control the northwestern neighborhood of Jalan, which is thought to be an area where the militants were dug in, and troops have taken up positions reportedly on rooftops there. They've also mounted an assault on the Fallujah railway station and also have been entering in through the northeastern neighborhood, again in that area where they've been using this pincer movement. Earlier, Alawi paid a personal visit to the forces massed outside Fallujah, and even before that, we had reports that Iraqi and American troops took Fallujah Hospital and control of two bridges over the Euphrates River.
Fallujah is a city of 300,000 people, or at least it used to be. What's happened to the residents?
Well, it's thought the majority has left, although there are still, in all likelihood, tens of thousands who are still in there. The majority have moved in with relatives for the second time this year in villages and towns nearby or into Baghdad. And in some cases, they're living in tents outside Fallujah. Alawi said today that he thought the figure that had left was about 200,000. If that's accurate, it does mean there's a significant number that could still be in there, because the population is usually estimated around 300,000. Some of these will undoubtedly be there because they're too poor to move, had nowhere to go, and they're now caught between the insurgents, who number anything between 1,000 and 6,000, the U.S. and Iraqi forces that are moving in. So they're in for an extremely traumatizing, in all likelihood, and dangerous night.
As the troops move beyond these northern districts and push further into the city, what kind of resistance are they likely to face?
Well, the U.S. military's long been expecting to find booby traps and mines blocking their advance into Fallujah. They're now conducting, we're told, clearing operations to enable their ground troops to get in. The insurgents have rocket-propelled grenades, they have machine guns, they've got mortars and rockets, but they are very much outgunned and outnumbered by the advancing forces. Although there's been speculation in recent days that some have slipped away, some of the insurgents, knowing that the offensive was inevitable, the remainder will probably fight. One Fallujan that we interviewed the other day, a member of a delegation that was trying to negotiate a settlement and head off the offensive, said that the insurgents would fight to the end, either for victory or what they regard as martyrdom.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.